Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Elle. She sent me a more than generous amount of money, so I thought I'd keep working on my book and share a chapter about the cock carousel. I've been having some issues with a condition known as Jeep Seat, but I managed the pain and it's minimal now, so it's good enough for me to cue some creative writing. So here's what I've got to say in this particular section, and I quote, "Why do so many women sleep with dozens of guys by the time they turn 25? Maybe it's because they can't seem to find one that fits them just right. Their life story at that point might as well be called Goldilocks and her 40 cocks. Perhaps it's daddy issues. Whatever the reason, they're wasting their time sleeping around instead of locking down one high-quality man. They fly around from one man's bed to another like Mary Poppins with no knickers. After they ride the cock carousel for a while, they get older and realize they can't do it forever. And then they look around and ask themselves, where have all the good men gone? Most of the quality male specimens, however, are taken, but they want it all. They want to ride two horses simultaneously, but they only have one ass. They want lots of sexual experiences while younger and a high-quality relationship when older, but there are only so many good men to go around. By the time they're ready to settle down, they're all wrinkled up with no place to go, sitting around in their thirsty depends. Even if they can hold their own with their bladders, adult diapers still come in handy to quench their tears. As women get older, quality males with options are more likely to do a cock-benefit analysis and realize that smart men don't get married, especially to frumpy-looking bumpkins that do a slow-motion transformation from a skinny peach to a fat pumpkin in a sort of reverse Cinderella maneuver. Will a man with means and options in his mid to late 30s at the height of his sexual marketplace value go for a woman his own age that looks like a plumposaurus or a gynosaur? Forget about it. So instead she might settle for a starter marriage with a substandard man. Not Mr. Right, but Mr. Right Now. Or maybe she'll be the fool that adopts a barrel full of cats. A good way to know if women are genuinely attracted to you is if they approach you and are interested in you while you're in your teens and early 20s. Those are their prime rooster roller coaster riding years. If they want to be with you then you know it's genuine. Because at that age, your pockets might not jingle, but you can still make her tingle. That's when women are still sampling men like all 31 original flavors of Baskin-Robbins and then some." Unquote. I hope you guys are enjoying this video as much as I'm enjoying writing it. I'll share more from my cock carousel chapter in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women settling down with losers because the winners only want to sleep with them while refusing to commit. Clown World Show. Remember guys, when she won't give you her best years, don't be there for her worst. Unfortunately, that's many women's mating strategy if they're forced to settle. If they aren't all that attracted to you, and only pretend to be, then settling for you means you'll get very robotic mouth-to-junk resuscitation, if you know what I mean. If you also suspect that your partner is just settling for you, then it's just better to basically get your frustrations out into a box of Kleenex, because it's a lot easier for her to leave and divorce rape you if she finds a better man. Remember that with women, she's not your girl, it's just your turn. For many women, their life can be a never-ending smorgasbord of schlong, but remember, most men have a very different experience. For males, riding the roller coaster of love, it means the line is long, the ride is short, and there are hundreds of guys waiting to get on behind you. You're her man until she nags you to death, or she finds someone better to replace you with. For most of your life, you don't realize it, but women are just sizing you up like a chicken wing, comparing you to other men like cars on a used cock lot. For her, the gonorrhea is greener on the other side, even if her grass is green, radioactive, and glowing. She's never happy because in her mind, even perfection can be improved upon. How else do you explain women finding a man that they're happy with and then trying to change everything about him? Also, beware of women with daddy issues. Their sexual notch count can easily be 50 to 100. They've been skewered so many times, they might as well be twat kebabs. Of course, she'll never tell you how many partners she's had. That's a secret. In fact, the only secret that many women can keep is the number of sexual partners they've had. A relationship with a woman is like buying a used car with no odometer. You can only guess how many times and how long she's been taken for a ride. Also, never share your secrets with women unless you want everyone else to know about them. In the past, women would hide their notch counts by traveling around to ride the rod elsewhere. They would go and have someone go down on their taco while in Morocco. But today it's a lot easier to ride the cock carousel in a socially acceptable way because women can hide their partner numbers through Tinder. Technology now allows them to date outside their social circles and never get caught riding rod, unquote. So what do you guys think about that so far? Constructive feedback is most welcome. That's one of the funnier sections I've written so far, and when I was rereading it, I couldn't wait to read what was coming up next. That's after reading it about 10 times. As for the cock carousel, I haven't really spoken about the emotional damage and inability for a woman to bond with one man after she's gone through carloads, truckloads, and busloads of mail loads. I'm trying to keep my writing based more on my general observations instead of using fancy terms like hypergamy and Breifault's law. There was a video recently criticizing the manosphere for claiming that women will monkey branch to better men because of hypergamy. I'm now seeing white women with Indian men. I'm also seeing dominant older women with passive younger pretty boys. Also women marrying poor men that are 10 to 20 years younger than them. Those observations are disproving hypergamy, or at the very least making it less relevant these days. I know that monkey branching is real. And like I said earlier, a woman's philosophy might as well be, I'm not in love, but I'm gonna bang you until someone better comes along. It also explains why when you dump an ex-girlfriend, she can come back years later trying to tell you a sob story, while she tries to get stuffed by your schlong. If you dumped her and she comes back, then odds are you were the man on the highest branch that she ever reached. If that's the case, then odds are pretty good she's gonna try to reconnect at some point. And just so you guys know, it wiped me out about halfway through the scripting of this video. Usually I'd have to write 3 to 4 times that amount to get tired and want to take a nap. But because I'm bringing my A game of authorship to the table, it's literally giving me reflux as my brain is snatching blood from my stomach while it's trying to process my breakfast. Not to mention that when I'm usually writing, I don't go back and reword or re-edit what I just said. I just type it and move forward. The writing for the book requires a lot more refinement and expansion of my vocabulary. The omission of repetitive words and using as few words as possible to get the point across is also key. The idea is that when it's done, I'll have a record of my best works and material that I can pull from if I also ever decide to do stand-up comedy. If I refine my act, I have no doubt that I could easily bring in $500 to $1,000 a night. Maybe I'll try improv, as Toronto has a lot of comedy clubs, and SCTV is from Canada back in the 1980s. And Canadians were funnier than Americans back then because we were close enough to observe Americans and pick out the funny bits to talk about. Today, Americans are making fun of Canada because we have a prime minister that aspires to be Stalin in rubber ducky socks. If anyone recognizes my jokes, I could always say, I read the Sandman book and stole them from there. Plus, I could always use a stage name. Sure, people might have an image and video footage, but if they can't match it to a name, then it would be absolutely useless. Anyways, once you realize that women in their teens and 20s enjoy sex as much as men do, if not more, with multiple men, it should shatter the idea that love is special. How special can it be if many women share it with 50 of the most attractive men that they can get their talons on? Again, she's not your girl, it's just your turn. Eventually, when she stops riding it, if she stops and ends up with you, just remember you're the best man she can have, that's willing to commit to her. But odds are you're not the best man she's ever been with, and she will resent you for the rest of your relationship because you'll never live up to Chad Roan. They made her into an alpha widow. Clearly all this makes society unstable because the only way to keep the men in it productive for the long run is to give most of them a madam to call their own. That's no longer happening, and many men are checking out of the workforce or working at a minimal level. Smart, skilled guys that feel nihilistic because they realize that they can never have a relationship with a quote-unquote normal woman, at least one that doesn't see them as a consolation prize. As more men start to lay flat and stop producing, it then puts pressure on the cost of labor because less and less men want to do it. Besides, most guys these days can't even save enough money to buy a house anyways, so they just stop caring about life entirely. So the price of goods and services goes up in the end because there are too many jobs and not enough Johns to fill them. All that because women are riding the carousel in an unbridled fashion. Every great civilization became that way by imposing chastity and by shaming in force. Today there's no shame because women can ride the carousel outside their immediate social circles. Plus there's no religious guilt or government force there to restrict their sexuality. Anyways, regarding my text, please give me any feedback. I'm also creating a video playlist with all my book sections that I put together so far. Once I get about 10 of them, then I'll get rid of that playlist and start another one. I also have zero plans to record my book in audio format or digital. It's going to have to be paperback or hardcover. If someone wants to be an a-hole and share it with everyone in a PDF format, then they'll have to scan the book with the scanner or their phone. Hopefully that'll discourage people to copy it. I'm also mulling printing the books and having them delivered to my place, as each one is ordered, and leave a way to trace who copies the book. Plus, that way everyone gets a signed copy. I know I'm probably paranoid and crazy when it comes to theft, but if I can't prevent it, then at the very least, I can make it difficult to do. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Elle for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want to get smashed by as many men as possible and still have a great man there at the finish line after they've finished with the lineup of men before him. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that bang the entire football team and still expect Chad Roan, the homecoming king, to come in them without wearing his crown condoms away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.